and women. For he anointed us to be able to deal with issues like this in private, also have counsel with people. Praise God. Listen, my friend, I want to pray for you because I understand where you're coming from too. But I'm just saying, it's just so much. Oh my God. Father, bless this woman. Encourage her. And whatever that, whoever her husband is, Lord, I want you to stir his mind. I don't know if he's listening today. I don't know him. And I am not calling no names. I don't even want to know your name. But I know God knows your condition. He knows who you are. He knows who the husband is. He knows why he's acting the way he's acting. And whoever else is interfering in your marriage and all this is a bunch of adultery going on. And so God ain't going to bless it. It's just for a season. But sometimes you need to just close your door. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because you don't know what he's into. You don't know who he's messing with, what they got. Lord, woman, you be healed. Be delivered and be made whole. You call me back after the broadcast. I got to get off the air. I'm Bishop David Veal Sr. God bless you. Be healed, be delivered, and made whole. My God, it's some stuff out there. If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318-627-2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Amen. Now, I want to give you another truth. You know, we talk about we're new creatures in Christ. We've been reconciled to God. We're ambassadors of the Lord. We've been made the righteousness of God. Now, tuck this truth right here away. Amen. That you are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I want you to get that tonight. That's the one truth I want to share with you about who you are. You are a joint heir with Jesus Christ. You are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Now, let's just take a minute right here and let that register on our spirit. Close your eyes. Now, say this here with your spirit, with your heart. I am an heir of the Almighty God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Do it one more time. I am an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Do you see that? Say it one more time. I am an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. You need to say that all the time.
Hallelujah.
You're an heir of God. You're a joint heir with Jesus. That means everything he has, you're a part owner of it. Why wouldn't you want to walk like he walked? He done made you a joint heir. That means you have all things common. You have been made a partaker of his divine nature. Why wouldn't you want to walk like he walked? You're an heir of God. You're a joint heir with Jesus. You're an ambassador. You're a representative of the kingdom. Why wouldn't you want to walk like he walked? You're one of his heirs. You're a child of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. You've been reconciled to God. You can walk around and say, I'm one of them reconciled ones. I'm one of those redeemed ones. Look at me good. I'm a redeemed man of God. I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Say it again. Say, I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Now you ask God to expand that in your spirit. Ask him, Lord, how does that apply to my life? And boy, the Holy Ghost starts showing you some things. It's already yours. God done already made us a joint heir of it. Bible says he's blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It takes faith to take hold of that, amen? So you have to mix faith with that word for it to profit you. Say it again. I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. He did that for you. What did you do to deserve such a high honor? You didn't do nothing. Jesus did it all. This has been conferred on you. We didn't ask God to do this. God did this of his own free will. That's how great your redemption is, that you're an heir of God, a joint heir with him. If the earth is the Lord's, guess who the earth belonged to? The church belonged to the church. Hallelujah. Didn't God say the silver is mine, the gold is mine? Well, guess who part owner? You are. But unless you mix faith with that and begin to declare that, then you're not going to see the silver and the gold. Hallelujah. You're an heir of God and a joint heir with him. And you have to enter into the sufferings of Christ. Amen. And that means having a burden for the lost. Hallelujah. Wanting to reach out and help other people. That's the suffering that he's talking about. It is entering to the heart of God. It's entering into what's on the heart of God and saying, God, I want to help. I want to do my part in reaching out to those that are lost and that are backslidden and those that are unchurched and those that are down and out and that's been oppressed by the devil. Help me do my part. Because a part of your inheritance is the heathen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we think all our inheritance is a new house and a fine car. I'm going to tell you, there's some people that's your inheritance that God wants you to take to heaven with you. Psalm chapter 2, give us the heathen for our inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for our possession. Hallelujah. Say it again. Say, I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Christ is in me and I'm in him. He abides in me, I abide in him. Now, why wouldn't you want to walk like he walked? And he's made it available. It's available to you. Let me give you one more scripture along those lines. Our key scripture is that verse 6. He that saith he abides in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. That means that we should live our lives the same way Jesus lived his. All right? Now, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Ephesians 5, 1. Says, be ye therefore imitators of God as dear children and walk in love. So, it must be possible for me to walk just like he walked. How many of you ever really meditate and say, I won't walk like Jesus walked. I won't live just like Jesus lived. But religion will tell you can't go there. Tradition will tell you can't go there who you think you are. You try to enter that realm, there are going to be some people that are going to say, hold on, wait a minute, who you think you are? No, you got to go past that and listen to what the word says. You can get in the spirit and just go past all that doubt, fear, and unbelief. Look what the Amplified Bible says. Therefore, be imitators of God. Copy him and follow his example. Copy God and follow his example. In other words, God must be willing to show himself to you for you to be able to copy him and to follow his example. That means that there has to be a revelation of who he is. He'll show you who he is. Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father doing. He said, as well-beloved children, imitate their father. And walk in love, esteeming and delighting in one another, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a slain offering and sacrifice to God for you, so that it became a sweet fragrance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm going to ask you, how did Jesus walk? If I'm supposed to walk like he walked, then I need to know how he walked. All right, the first thing, how did Jesus walk? Well, Jesus walked in the Spirit. In other words, Jesus was led by the Spirit. That's how we're supposed to walk. We're supposed to walk in the Spirit and be led by the Spirit of God. Now, let's look at Jesus' life. I'm going to show you Jesus doing this in the scripture. Then I'm going to give you a scripture where God said you can do the same thing. How about that? Would that be good? I'll show you Jesus giving us the example, right? And then where the scripture say, okay, you do the same thing. Hallelujah. This is going to encourage you that you can walk just like he walked. Now, he walked in the Spirit. Look at Luke chapter 4. Look at verse 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. It said two things about Jesus in this scripture. One of them was that Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost. How many of y'all can say I've been filled with the Holy Ghost? Okay, so we got half the equation, don't we? All right, are you full of the Holy Ghost? You staying full? Hallelujah. And then the Bible says, and he was led by who? The Spirit where? Into the wilderness. So Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost, and he was led by the Spirit. Now, doesn't the scripture tell us in Ephesians chapter 5 that we are to be filled with the Spirit? Amen. Speaking to yourself in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Doesn't the scripture tell us that? How about Romans chapter 8, verse 14? It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. Now turn to Galatians chapter 5. So we see that Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost, and he was led by the Spirit. Now how many of you can stay full of the Holy Ghost, and you can learn to be led by the Spirit? If you can, then you can learn to walk just like he walked. I got the same Holy Ghost Jesus had in him. Same Holy Ghost came on him. Same Holy Ghost came on me. Same Holy Ghost that led him leads me. Hallelujah. I don't have a secondhand Holy Ghost. I don't have a different Holy Ghost than the one Jesus received. I have the same Spirit. And the scripture tells us in Romans that we have the same Spirit. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us. The same Holy Ghost that raised Jesus from the dead is the same Holy Ghost that's in you right now. I was listening to somebody on TV this week. I believe it was Kenneth Copeland. He said the word now. He just read the scripture. He said, you know what? He said that now updates itself. You know how you're on your computer, they come on there and say, you need an update? You know, this program here wants an update. They found an update for you. Now always updates it to the present tense. No matter how many times you read it, every time you hit a now, that's an update button. Update to right now. Now, no condemnation. Just got updated. Glory to God. Now faith is. Just got an update in faith. Glory to God. You find some of them now scriptures. God put a built-in update in the scripture. Every time you read it, it just update. Downloading stuff. Hallelujah. Y'all in Galatians chapter 5? All right, look at this here. I'm going to say this is a powerful word from God. Look at verse 16. All right, let's go back up to verse 13. For brethren, you have been called into liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. There's that command of love again. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if you bite and devour one another, Take heed that you be not consumed one of another. This I say then,